Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Friday, October 10th. I'm Megan Lynch. In the news, the CEO sends what he calls an honest assessment to striking Boeing machinist KMOX's Michael Calhoun.
We're told that there are no talks, no mediation sessions that are planned between the machinists and the Boeing company, but we do have a pretty frank letter from the president of Boeing Defense, Space, and Security, Steve Parker. He says to these striking machinists that they should know that whatever changes might be made in future negotiations over the contract, the amount of money in our offer is not changing. Adding in some areas means taking away from others. He encourages workers to go in the Boeing website and ask for a personal wage statement to see how the latest offer from the company personally impacts their paycheck. He says, you're coming up on a fifth lost paycheck and a key deadline to elect COBRA for health care. This strike is costing you, and more time in the picket line will not result in more money.
A St. Louis City elected official has been indicted on felony charges.
Four counts of witness retaliation and one count of witness tampering are the new charges filed against St. Louis City Sheriff Alfred Montgomery in a superseding indictment. Charging documents accuse Sheriff Montgomery in a recorded phone call of complaining about three employees for talking to the feds and then allegedly demoting one, terminating another, and suspending the third. Montgomery's attorney, Justin Gelfand, says these are legal employment decisions and the evidence will exonerate his client. I asked him if the sheriff, who will serve house arrest until an evidentiary hearing Tuesday, will resign.
We're not commenting on anything to do with resigning.
So who will be running the office? His attorney and former judge, David Mason.
I initially will be handling the, I guess you can say, tip of the spear. And then Colonel Yosef Yasserallah, who is ill at the moment, when he comes in, then he will be taking that tip of the spear, and I will be continuing to advise him directly.
Montgomery has been ordered to wear an ankle monitor during his house arrest. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway attempting to get Montgomery removed from office through the courts for neglecting his duties. She was asked on sister station KFTK what happens to her effort and the federal charges if the sheriff resigns.
Well, our case would go away. I don't know what happens to the federal case.
This week, Hanaway filed for summary judgment ruling, which means she believes there are indisputable facts that should lead to his resignation. Still a lot of confusion over the CDC's new COVID-19 vaccination guidance. KMOX health editor Fred Bottomer reports.
WashU Medicine infectious diseases specialist Dr. Hillary Babcock is the chief quality officer for BJC Healthcare. She says, in essence, the recommendations haven't changed. Although, she says people are now being asked to consult with a healthcare provider before getting a COVID shot. But all that confusion, she says, has her worried.
I am. I think that there has just been a lot of mixed messaging and a lot of lack of clarity about what is recommended. I just want to be clear. There's no data that has changed to suggest that the recommendations that have been in place for these vaccines for years has actually changed.
And she says it's her expectation that insurance companies will pay for the vaccines, since the decision is left up to the patient and their health care provider. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
Law enforcement agencies across Missouri working to adapt to a new state law that changes how officers respond to certain incidents, like officers chasing a speeding vehicle without using lights or sirens. Kevin Merritt, executive director of the Missouri Sheriff's Association, says departments are still developing policies and procedures.
I just think there's a lot of issues to be worked through when any law enforcement driver is going to drive faster than the posted speed limit or disregard traffic devices where you can go the wrong way on the street or you can proceed through stop signs or stop lights. And now the vehicles don't have to have lights or siren on.
Merritt tells our partners at Missouri Net, so far the Missouri Sheriff's Association is not aware of any of its member agencies using that new law. The Business Desk now sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com. Missouri's ag economy holding its own despite tough times for corn and soybean farmers. Missouri State Business Professor Jeffrey Jones says it's a tale of two producers.
It's been a terrible, terrible, terrible year. There's some bright spots of ag. Cattle prices are near all-time highs. And so if you're cow-calf producer, you've had some pretty good years.
Jones tells Missouri Net overall, Missouri's economy remains healthy because it's diversified. He says the state is often insulated from large economic swings, often felt on the East and West coasts.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.